Roymans Product Management Podcast. How Agile has changed product management. As the Manifesto for Agile Software Development celebrates its 20th anniversary, I take a look at how agile practices have influenced and changed product management. I discuss the benefits that have been achieved and the challenges that still remain. Before the advent of agile frameworks like Scrum, a product person, usually referred to as the product manager, would typically carry out the upfront market research, compile a market requirement specification, create a business case, put together a product roadmap, write a requirement specification, and then hand it off to a project manager. The individual would then work with one or more development teams to get the specification implemented. During the following development phase, the product manager would only be loosely involved, typically attending a project steering meeting and possibly issuing change requests. Otherwise, the individual would hope that the requirements were implemented as specified. And only once the product was close to being finished would the product manager return to the project and prepare the release of the product. This approach used to work fairly well when there was little change and little innovation, when product managers could correctly predict what the users needed and describe the detailed product functionality correctly up front. But it is less suited to create complex digital products. As agile practices have become more widely adopted, the processes used to develop products have significantly changed. Product people and development teams now tend to collaborate much more closely. Dev teams have become cross-functional, consisting of UX designers, architects, programmers, testers, and other roles. Products are developed using iterative incremental processes like Scrum. Requirements are no longer detailed and frozen before development starts, but they emerge. An increasing number of organizations have moved away from organizing around projects and have started to embrace a product-led approach. These changes have had a profound impact on product management. Here are seven benefits that agile approaches have given us as product people, many of which we take for granted today. Number one, early user feedback and frequent solution validation. The chances to create a product with the right user experience and the right features have been greatly increased. We now have the ability to collect early and frequent user and customer feedback, and this helps us validate our ideas and update our plans accordingly, early on and frequently. Number two, reduced time to market. We can now release new products and features more quickly. This is enabled by a closer ongoing collaboration with cross-functional development teams, shifting from written documentation to face-to-face conversations, and using techniques such as user stories that reduce overhead. Well, when they're applied correctly, that is. Number three, better product quality and improved adaptability. I think that the quality of software products has generally improved through the application of agile development practices. Take, for instance, emergent design, test-driven development, and continuous integration. And as product people, this has allowed us to adapt the product more quickly and to respond to user feedback more easily. Number four, better requirements. We are now no longer solely responsible for coming up with the correct requirements as the person in charge of the product. Instead, the development team members actively participate in the product backlog refinement work and help us identify the necessary changes and capture new product backlog items. That's at least what your development teams should do with you. This approach leverages the team members' creativity and expertise. It creates a shared understanding, fosters collective ownership, improves the quality of the requirements, and ultimately results in better products. Number five, transparent development progress. We can see the development progress more clearly now and make corrections early if required, as it is based on working software rather than a detailed Gantt chart-based project plan. And this mitigates the risk of discovering late in the game that the product cannot be shipped on time or that some features were implemented incorrectly. Number six, we're nearly getting there, improved alignment. Stakeholders and development teams are now better aligned through the use of regular collaborative workshops. Think of sprint reviews. And this creates a shared understanding and leads to greater commitment. Asking people about their perspectives and involving them in the process of making product decisions increases the likelihoods that the individuals will actually support the decisions. And finally, motivated, productive teams. So self-organizing development teams tend to be more motivated and more productive compared to traditional ones, as they are able to determine themselves how much work can be done in a given period and decide who carries out a specific piece of work. Now, this may sound too good to be true, but I do think that agile methods have given us plenty of benefits from a product perspective. However, a number of product management challenges still persist. And as far as I can tell, these were not caused by agile practices. But agile approaches have made them more visible, though, and in some cases, they have actually made them worse, I would say. So let's look at five key challenges that remain. The first one is a lack of empowerment. You may know this, but when the Scrum terms were coined by Ken Schwaber and Jeff Sutherland, the two Scrum founders, they choose the term a product owner instead of a product manager. And the idea was to emphasize the level of authority and empowerment a product person requires. And that's particularly true in an agile context where collaboration is valued, where stakeholders and development teams and users and customers are all invited to contribute to product decisions. Unfortunately, a lack of empowerment is still a common issue. Product people often do not have the necessary authority to make the relevant, particularly strategic product decisions, shape the strategy and own the product roadmap. And as a consequence, there's a danger that they are rather product backlog managers and user story writers rather than individuals that can actually own the product in its entirety and maximize the value it creates. Second, confusion about roles and responsibilities. Even 20 years after the Manifesto for Agile Software Development was conceived, agile roles like product owner and scrum master are not always clearly understood, let alone effectively applied. And as I mentioned earlier, product owners are sometimes mistaken for product backlog managers or stakeholder pleasers instead of the individuals who are actually in charge of a product and, as the Scrum Guide puts it, whose decisions the entire organization must respect. Third, lack of direct interaction with users and customers. Now, if you had the opportunity to read through the Agile Manifesto, then you'll notice that customer collaboration is one of its values. But nevertheless, it's not uncommon for me to meet product people who do not have direct access to users and customers, and they have to rely on quantitative data and feedback from sales or management. And this makes it hard, in my experience, to empathize with the users and customers and to fully understand their needs. And as a consequence, the chances of offering a product that does a truly great job for its target audience and generates the desired business benefits, those chances are being reduced. Fourth, product discovery and product strategy are poorly practiced. The most beautiful user stories are useless if it is not clear who the users are and why they would want to use the product in the first place. Acquiring this information requires focused product discovery and some strategy work. Unfortunately, product strategy and product discovery aren't always effectively practiced in my experience. And this is not helped by the fact that agile approaches like Scrum do not offer any tools and techniques, no proper support to help product owners understand if a product should be developed or not. Now, I'm not blaming Scrum here. I think the Scrum founders have done a good job, a really nice job at keeping Scrum a very focused, a simple framework whose intention it is to help teams, help people develop complex products. But at the same token, it just doesn't really mention product vision, product strategy, product roadmaps. And so therefore, many product owners I've met have struggled to see, you know, how those product management tools can work with Scrum. Fortunately, in the last few years, a number of tools and techniques have emerged that help product people with product discovery and strategy work. So if you haven't got a good template or tool to capture your product strategy, then please take a look at my product vision board. And the same goes for my Go product roadmap for a goal-oriented or benefit-based roadmap template. And you can download those templates if you wish to from my website. And finally, a lack of sustainable pace. The sponsors, developers, and users should be able to maintain a constant pace indefinitely, states the Agile Manifesto for Software Development. Now, ironically, working at a healthy, sustainable pace can be particularly challenging in an Agile context, in my experience. Product people have to regularly interact with development teams, update the product backlog, agree on sprint goals, answer questions, and provide feedback and product increments, in addition to all the other product management duties they have. Being overworked, however, has a negative impact on our productivity and mental health, and you may have experienced that yourself. So it's particularly important in an agile context that you make sure that you're not being routinely overworked and you're not routinely stressed at work. Luckily, there are a number of practical things that you can do in order to achieve sustainable pace. So one of the key things I like to recommend is really to focus on your core job and not cover other people's duties, other people's roles or jobs, at least not on a continued basis. So many product people, many product owners I meet act as stand-in scrum masters, you know, don't have a scrum master at all, or a scrum master who's adequately available or qualified, and then the product person sort of takes over that job. And if that's what you do in addition to all the other work you have, then, you know, chances are that your role will become unsustainable. So it's then really important that you focus on your core job to a certain extent, just to protect yourself. And similarly, that you have the courage to decline stakeholder requests and say no, and don't make the mistake of trying to please the stakeholders and take on every suggestion, but rather focus on the agreed goals. So where do we go from here? How will product management change over maybe the next 20 years or so? And which role will agile methods play, if any? Unfortunately, I don't have a crystal ball at my disposal right now, but I believe that the future of product management will be shaped by our ability to address the five product management challenges I mentioned earlier. I do sincerely hope that in 20 years from now, empowerment will no longer be a significant issue. Product roles will be better understood and more effectively applied, and product discovery and strategy will always be practiced by anybody who manages or owns a product. I also believe that agile methods will continue to enrich product management alongside other influences that have emerged in the last few years, including lean startup and business modeling. And of course, it'll be interesting to see what other new approaches and frameworks and models will emerge in the coming years, and to understand their impact on product management. While there's still plenty of work to be done, I'm optimistic about the future of product management and Agile. You can learn more about effectively applying Agile practices within product management by attending my product owner training course and by reading my book, Agile Product Management with Scrum. I hope you found this episode interesting and helpful. Thank you for listening.